Tomorrow World Project director Sean Kent says he's trying to combat the perception that dance music and drugs go hand in hand.
And it's another reason why this particular festival is a 21-plus festival. So we want to put a little message out there to people that, you know, it really isn't about raving anymore.
But the scene has long been associated with drugs like ecstasy or Molly, a more concentrated form of MDMA. And earlier this month, officials in New York said Molly claimed two lives at a similar festival. Jack Butler is deputy chief of Fulton County Fire and Rescue. He says there will be more than 40 paramedics, 4 medical stations, and an on-call doctor on hand.
The idea here is for the event itself to be able to treat any minor situation of anything from dehydration up until that drug overdose.
Tomorrow World prohibits drugs, and security will search festival goers at the entrance. The county police department wouldn't comment on undercover officers, though it said no uniform officers would be on the ground except in emergency cases. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.